It's good to see you. You guys, 2 extra points for all of you. You got your cars out of the snow, or you found your boots and walked here. Well done. It was messy and cold. It's really cold. I'm cold now. So thank you for coming this morning. It's good to see you. I'm glad you made it. I hope your arrival wasn't too treacherous. So this is week 3 in a series that we're doing called A Year of Intentional Living. Right here at the start of the year, early January, there are a whole lot of kind of priorities, if you will, that are vying for our attention and our time. They're vying for a rank on our list this year. And so as a church, we're taking some time to consider what it would look like to be intentional about some of the significant life-changing things that God has called us to this year. God's called us to all sorts of things as followers of Jesus. And so what we're doing is kind of taking a few things and saying, okay, if we were intentional about these few things that God has said, what would happen? What would be required? What would need to shift for us to invest in those things? And so this morning, we are talking about transformation. This morning, we're talking about intentionally choosing transformation. And God has called us to be intentional about our own transformation. In Romans 12, it says this, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Be transformed. Be changed, be healed, be reconciled, be restored. Every area of our lives is meant to bear the fingerprints of God's transformation. Every corner and drawer of your heart and soul and mind is meant to be changed by God as a result of following Jesus. If you have a relationship with God, if you are actively pursuing what it means to follow Jesus, your life should change. That's kind of part of it, right? You don't get to do your life the way you've been doing your life and like just hold Jesus's hand. If you are following Jesus, your life is meant to change as a result of that following. Be transformed. Be different. Be changed. So what if you were intentional about transformation in 2019? What if? What if you were intentional about transformation in 2019? So true story, there is a treadmill in my basement. Thanks to a Black Friday sale, that treadmill has been staring at me since the end of November. And it stares at me every day. No joke. This treadmill looks at me. And since the end of November, I have successfully managed to completely avoid it. Okay? Which is ironic because also since the end of November, I have successfully managed to tell almost everyone around me that exercise is my new priority. Okay, the treadmill's in my basement. It has been looking at me since November. I have declared that exercise is my new priority, and I have successfully avoided getting on that treadmill. I got very close to getting on the treadmill 2 weeks ago. I had a near mishap where I got on it. And I was warming up by scrolling Instagram, you know, as any good athlete does. I was warming up by scrolling Instagram, and I read someone's post that said, "We should learn to love our bodies just the way they are." And I thought, we should. And I put my feet up on the couch, and I had a vigorous, you know, 1 hour workout of mindlessly scrolling the internet. Like, forget it, because you know what? That post is right. We should learn to love our bodies. I'm going to love my body in this moment. Peace out, treadmill. Not going to do it. I was looking at the treadmill, so I'd like to believe that it's counted because I was getting closer to it, but still didn't get on it. And so here's what's true. I know I am a, you know, functional adult for the most part. I know that bodies require exercise to be healthy. And I want to be healthy. But somewhere in the middle of what I know and what I want, somewhere in the middle of what is true and what needs to happen, even when the opportunity is in my own home, I get stuck. And I believe the same thing happens for us as followers of Jesus. We know who God wants us to be, we know what God wants us to do, and we want to be those people and do those things. And yet in the process of transformation, in the process of change, we get stuck. Transformation, being changed by God, is a challenging, clumsy process. So very often, in the middle of it, we get stuck, discouraged, disheartened, or distracted. Be transformed, however, is the command of God. And if you hear that instruction in a certain tone of voice, it can sound like a very daunting assignment. Be transformed. It sounds as if someone is saying, jump this high, do this daunting thing, meet this challenge, work really hard, be transformed. And if we're careful, it can sound like we're left to our own effort to make it happen. But God does not assign homework and then leave the classroom. If we are going to be intentional about transformation in 2019, if we have any desire to be who God wants us to be and to do the things God wants us to do, we have to remember one absolutely crucial thing about transformation. This is the thing that will transform how you understand the process of transformation. This is the deal breaker. You ready? Here's what it is. Transformation is partnered work between you and God. Transformation is partnered work between you and God. Transformation happens in relationship with God. So if you are going to respond to that imperative, be transformed, you have to be in relationship with God. You cannot do that apart from God. You cannot do that on your own. This is partnered work. God leads, you follow. God speaks, you repent. God teaches, you learn. God heals, you are transformed. This is a back and forth partnered relationship. And what I find so extraordinary is that when someone is in a process of transformation in some particular area, when they get kind of past the thick of it, or when they get past a particularly difficult part of that transformation, it's really fascinating to me that that person comes out of that place with a new understanding of the character of God. So maybe they've been challenged about how they spend their money, or maybe they've been challenged about kind of getting rid of a toxic habit in their life, or maybe they've been challenged to work, put some new energy in a particular relationship in their life. When that person is sorting through that particular area in their life, when they are wading through some challenging thing, they almost always come out the other side convinced of one new attribute of the character of God. Transformation happens in relationship with God. And God is the perfect partner for the messy process of transformation, because God, one of his most fantastic attributes is that he's a never-ending creator. He's made for this stuff. So when you think about this as partnered work with God, you have been partnered with the all-star. Remember that dynamic in school where you had to pick partners? You knew who you wanted and you knew who to avoid, right? When you get partnered with God in the process of transformation, it is getting the partner you want. Best of the best. Genesis 1:27. Man was created in the image of God. You were created in the image of God, by God. And Genesis 3 has this beautiful imagery of God uses the dust and puts Adam and Eve together, and then he actually breathes his own breath into their bodies so that they may have life. And at the end of that day's work, God looked at man and at woman and said, "This is very good." You've been created with the same precision and thoughtfulness, with the same power and grace. God has created you in his image and declared that you are very good. And like any good artist, God's work is never done. God's art remains forever unfinished, if you will. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says this, "This, Lord, is the Spirit, and wherever the Lord's Spirit is, there is freedom. All of us reflect God's glory with faces that are not covered with veils. We are being changed into his image with ever-increasing glory. This comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." So you are made in his image at creation, and you're being changed into his image as you follow Jesus. Both things are true. You are created in the image of God, and you are being created into the image of God at the exact same time. And it's very hard to wrap our human brains around that because they sound like they conflict. But what's true is that God created his creation and he cares for his creation. And he's called you very good and he's still working on you. And God, in my head, the image I have of God is this never finished, always inspired, always tinkering creator. Someone who's never finished, absolutely fascinated by their work, and cannot stop tinkering with the thing they've made. So when it comes to transformation, that is the God who is working in your heart and your soul and your mind. But our ability to engage in that process often teeters on what image we have of God in the transformation process. Does your God look like a never-ending, always inspired, always tinkering artist? Or does your God look demanding, exigent, maybe mean, angry, absent? If we're going to intentionally engage in transformation in 2019, and if transformation is partnered work between us and God, then we have to take a second and examine who do I believe I've been partnered with, and is that true about God? Does that make sense? God is a creator who has created his art and cares for his art at the same time. God has created you in his image, and he cares for you in his image at the same time. And so when we hear that imperative, be transformed, what's true is God is leading us through transformation. God is always speaking and teaching and instructing us. God is always challenging and shaping, rebuking and directing us. And this is Spirit-led transformation. You are not left to kind of make it to the other side on your own. This is where God is kind of poking around in you, making sure that all parts of you bear his fingerprint, making sure that all parts of your heart and your soul, your mind, your relationships, your work, all of that has experienced his life transforming power and presence. And God leads us through transformation and often chooses to work in areas that we would never choose. Right? God often starts in places that you think, why is this coming up now? He often starts in places that have no correlation with where you think you're headed. But God is a really planned creator. He works like 6 months out of the project, getting all of the pieces ready so that when it comes time for him to put the wheels on the bus is ready. It's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. A couple of years ago, I was working with a couple who had been dating for a really long time. And they were engaged to get married. They got engaged to get married. And it was like one of those couples that when they get engaged, everyone is excited for them. You're like, yes, you should too should spend the rest of your life together. We're so excited. Everyone's really celebratory. Like, no red flags. This is going to be a great match. So excited for you. Let's bless you. And so this couple had done some really hard work in their dating relationship. They had sorted through some issues of their past. They had been really honest with each other. They had learned how to navigate conflict really well, how to interact with each other's families. They even kind of figured out a way to consider each other and what God was saying for their future. And you were just like, just wanted to bless and celebrate them every time you were around them. And a couple months out of their wedding, maybe like 3 months out of their wedding, the guy comes up to me one day and says, I need to talk to you. Like, really forceful and serious and determined. And I said, okay. And so he came to my office one day and he said, I think God is doing work in me. And I thought, okay, well, that's kind of typical to following Jesus. You know, what was he talking about? And he's kind of sorting through it out loud. And he had like 5 examples of why he believed God was pointing to a particular area in his life that God wanted to work on. Okay? And so he comes and he says, you know, I think God is talking to me about this particular area in my life. And he names these 5 examples. And the whole time I'm thinking, that's odd. That has nothing to do with the current trajectory of your life. Like, from what I could see, I thought, well, that doesn't really have anything to do with, like, you preparing to get married or you preparing to this particular thing about to happen in your career. And he goes, I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of it. God is putting the pieces together. Something's going to happen. I think God wants to work on this particular part of my life. I said, okay, well, what do you think? Where do you think God wants to start? And he said, I think you're supposed to pray for me. I like doing that. So I said, okay. And we're praying for him. I start to pray for him. And all of a sudden, it's like we're praying. And everything that we're praying about has to do with forgiveness. Okay? And we get to this place, and I say, I don't know, this could be me. But I think I have to ask you this question. Is there anyone that you need to extend forgiveness to? It seems like circling around forgiveness. Is there anyone that you need to extend forgiveness to? And he opens his eyes. He's got tears in his eyes. He opens his eyes and he goes, my mom. And I thought, okay, well, that's odd. And again, we're like putting these pieces together of like, where is God going with this? But the whole time, we're kind of following these like points of, that the Holy Spirit is giving us. It's like God is pointing to these particular areas and we're just following it. So this guy in this prayer time says, like, Lord, I just want to extend forgiveness to my mom. I don't know what's going on, but I think you want me to forgive her. And so I forgive her. And when he says that out loud, it's this like flood of freedom. And he bursts into tears and he's so overwhelmed. And he said, oh my gosh. And he starts talking about all these things. And it was as if I was watching God put a puzzle together that we had no idea of. We had these pieces, but we had no picture to look at. Fast forward a couple of years, his mom became very ill and very unexpectedly, and he and his new wife had to move in to care for her in her last years of life. He could have never responded to that need had he not extended that forgiveness and allowed God to lead him there. But that there was like a 2 or 3 year span of time between those two things happening. God often does work in us that we can't see where it's going to land. And so we have to be attentive to the pieces that God is putting together and being faithful what he's doing with what he's doing in the moment, even if we can't see where it's going to end up. And so God is leading us through the process. God is stewarding this process, and we are called to follow him. We're called to be intentional about our participation in this process. And so there's like three things that I think we have to do in the process of transformation to make sure we're being intentional or to be a partner in the process, okay? And I think it starts with paying attention. That sounds a little trite and quippy, but I mean it. Paying attention. We have to pay attention to where God is leading us, where God is poking around in us, where God is asking us to transform or to change or to try or to choose something new. This guy was sure that God was leading him to work on his relationship with his mom, extend forgiveness, kind of work in this area because he was paying attention to how God was putting that story together. Are you paying attention to what God is trying to teach you? Are you paying attention to the words of the Bible when you read it? Which begs the question, are you reading the Bible? But that's for another day. Let's assume in this moment you are, okay? So are you reading the Bible? That was a couple weeks ago. And when you're reading it, are you paying attention? Are you paying attention to God throughout your day? When something stands out to you in the Bible, when something's kind of echoing in your ears, when there's a pattern to what's happening in your life, do you notice it? We have to cue ourselves to look for God and to consider where he's leading us. So we have to kind of be alert. If we're going to be transformed, we have to be alert to the cues of transformation. We have to be people who are listening, who are waiting, who are watching. And when we have an inkling that God is up to something, you then have to respond. Transformation is a whole lot of little steps, one in front of the other. Very few moments does God zap someone from the heavens and they are instantaneously transformed. Those are the stories that get a lot of airtime. But those are the rare ones. True stories of transformation are one little step in front of the other, walking towards Jesus. True transformation is a string of yeses to where God is leading and what he's asking you to do. And so we have to carry out the specific step in front of us. Even if we have a sense of the long game where God is leading us, what you have to do today often seems very minimal in comparison to what he's asking of you or what God is reaching for. It's extending forgiveness to people you interact with on any random Tuesday. It's saying no to a particular toxic habit. It's saying, I will not lie about this. Little steps are being gracious towards your family. Being present with those that are in front of you. Listening to God in your everyday life. I got on the treadmill yesterday. Only because I was going to tell you about it today. True story. Doesn't matter why I got on it. I got on it. Yeah, you guys, you know what? It was clumsy and sweaty and challenging, and my legs hurt today. But you know what? I'm not sure that I'm going to get on it today. But it's one little step after another. Peer pressure works sometimes, you guys. I knew I was going to tell you the story, so I knew I had to get on it. One little step after another. Towards health and wholeness, towards what Jesus is asking you to do. Very rarely does God start with a very big step. It's often just tons of little steps after another. We have to intentionally choose transformation in each and every moment. We have to intentionally choose God's way instead of where our instincts are leading us. And we have to persevere. You have to keep going. You have to stick with it. One foot in front of the other. Transformation is the long road. And the long road is exhausting. The long road has lots of different dips and curves and potential obstacles. But transformation is the long road with Jesus. Sometimes transformation is a very simple process, and other times it's gut-wrenchingly hard, but you have to stick with it. We have to trust that God, our very good creator, the one who was tender enough to breathe his own breath into us, is the one that is leading us through the challenging, curvy, dipping process of transformation. And for this part of the race, God has given us each other. Very rarely does transformation happen with just you and God in isolation on your own. You need other people. We, the church, have been given to each other to cheer each other on, to hand each other the proverbial banana in the marathon of transformation. That's what your role is. To say to another person, keep going. Have you ever seen those YouTube videos where people like get in races with people to run? I mean, you know how I feel about treadmills, so like I would never do that. But that's kind of what you're supposed to do as a spiritual family. You're supposed to get in it with each other and say, for this leg of the race, I'll run it with you. Keep going. You're meant to encourage and support each other, to remind each other of the truth, to point each other to Jesus. That's what you're here for. That's the gift that we've been given in your presence. And so we need you and you need us. Perseverance does not happen alone. You have to tell someone what you think God is trying to teach you. Tell someone about the little step that's standing in front of you. Tell someone about where you're at in this process of transformation. If we are going to be intentional about following God through transformation, then we have to know what the first step is in front of us. We have to know where God is leading, kind of in the moment. Even if we don't see the long game, what's standing in front of us is so very crucial to us being able to stick with Jesus for the long haul. So what if you were intentional about transformation in 2019? What would have to shift in you? What's the first step in front of you? Are you paying attention? There is this beckoning call all throughout the Bible to be transformed, because in that transformation, we experience the freedom and life that God has promised us. On the other side of transformation is hope and restoration, relief, healing. That's the gift of following Jesus, that it doesn't have to be this way forever. And so we're just going to take a quick minute before we end this morning. And I would invite you to just use this space of silence, one or two minutes, we won't stay very long, and to ask God, Lord, where am I at in the process? In this process of transformation, where am I? Where are you? What do you have for me? So I'll just pray as we head into our silence. Jesus, thank you that we are not meant to walk the road of transformation alone. Thank you for the fact that this is Spirit-led, that you lead us through this. And so, Lord, we just pray in this space now, would you show us what the puzzle piece is that's standing in front of us? Just show us what part of transformation we're standing in front of. What area of our lives you would like to work on. Lord, would you speak to us?